what else should you pay attention to on Amazon? Outside of the sales ranking, you should also pay attention to book titles, book cover, book descriptions, the sales ranking that we just discussed, reader reviews, page numbers, pricing, and inside of the table of contents. So diving deeper, Kindle book titles, like I said, we're author modeling success. So we're looking for keywords inside of these titles of the books that may be able to help us increase our visibility or exposure. I know this guy, he had a book with the Club Prive, the title.
Yeah. There was an author that was using keywords like Club Prive in their title, in their description, or on their book covers and stuff like that. So I went in the back and I just put the keyword Club Prive. And then my book ended up on their author page, and then I started getting organic traffic and stuff just because I put Club Prive in my book. It was pretty cool.
So also studying the topic and then using this as research for books in the other market, put in your market, and then you want to extract those keywords, like we say, you took Club Prive and you use that so you could leverage that author who is doing really well, so you can pop up on that book page and also piggyback off of that author's sales. And then also you want to see if they're relevant and beneficial to your book. So we always want to make sure that things flow at the end of the day. We don't want to just put keywords in there and it sounds like a really cringy title, you know? We want to make sure it flows. Alright, so the book cover.
So you want to look at like the models and stuff on the book cover, like how are they positioned? And I give an example for romance. You'll see a lot of times, a lot of them have abs hanging out, right? And then, or you might see their faces cut off. For a billionaire romance, they have abs showing in a suit. You'll see certain font styles, certain colors, like a bluish color. And then when you go to the market and start looking, you're going to start catching on like, oh, this bestseller is doing it, this one and this one and this one. And then you just follow those trends, you know, model that. So models, the font styles, the kind of color they're using for the font styles. For Mafia Roman, for example, that's going to be red. Whenever they see red on the cover, they're going to get an indication that, hey, this is a Mafia Roman. Author name placement, the background theme, and elements of the cover. Mm-hmm.